Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I understand why everyone's talking about this, because let's be real. He's obviously a very good quarterback. Multiple times he has taken teams to the playoffs, so we know he's good. He just hasn't won the big one. He hasn't won the whole thing as of yet. But he is subject to the fact that when things start to kind of crumble around him, and he doesn't have a really good defense next to him, then it becomes really hard, and the performance goes down. And now we have to sit here and also worry about his health. Forget the health of the rest of the team. We have to worry about his health, and that's scary. So I get why everybody's questioning the quarterback. I'm talking about Lamar Jackson. You realize that, right?
Yeah, I wasn't sure.
Yeah, Lamar Jackson. That's who I'm talking about. Wait. No. Joe Burrow. That's who I'm talking about. Joe Burrow. Sure, he's been to the playoffs. He's been to a Super Bowl. Yeah. Hasn't been able to get his team over the top. And darn it, when things aren't going well around him, doesn't always make the playoffs. And
Who else, Mark?
Justin Herbert. No, that's right. I'm talking about Justin Herbert. Multiple times, really? He's gone to the playoffs. When things aren't, when he lost two offensive linemen. And now he's lost his second running back of the year, by the way, Omarion Hampton, on his way to IR. Sorry, fantasy football community. So, yeah, I'm talking about Justin Herbert.
Are you really?
And Joe Burrow.
Yeah.
And Lamar Jackson.
And
Brock Purdy.
Right, and Brock Purdy. So there you go.
Yeah.
So, and we could talk about Brock Purdy as Brock Purdy, but the way you laid that out is totally true. Like, Baltimore, okay, lost Lamar for who knows how long, and now you can't win. And your defense, which was already shaky, is now far, far worse because complimentary football, let's all remember that part of it. And, the Chargers, where you lost your running back again and you lost your tackle, and now your quarterback, who's supposed to be super shiny and sparkly, well, now you're having a hard time as well. You can go to any team, any situation. When you lose key guys, you're going to be worse. And if it's the quarterback or the tackle or the wide receiver or the tight end, whatever it is, we have to all look at it in terms of the team, not the guy, the team.
Well, thank you. Why, y'all want to do this from the other side? You don't want me to put Brock's name with those quarterbacks? Fine, let's do it from the other side.
Okay.
Why is Daniel Jones good? Why is Baker Mayfield good? Why is Sam Darnold good? Why are they suddenly good? Magic? They just took...
Why is Mac Jones suddenly good?
Mac Jones.
Yep.
Why is he suddenly good? It's like, wow. All of the sudden, these guys just, they found it. I wonder what they found. Well, they're not Browns, Jets, and Patriots anymore.
That's what
they found. So what does this say? The funniest one to me is how many people I hear think, because first of all, Mac Jones isn't even a free agent at the end of this year. He signed a 2-year deal with the 49ers. But how many people think that after these three football games that the rest of the league is salivating to make Mac Jones their future? He's going to get the 5-year, $220 million deal as soon as he's a free agent, because somebody's going to bring him in because they see that Mac's now figured it out. Mac has become an adult. He now knows how to play NFL football, and he is ready. He is ready to live up to his first-round draft status, and he is going to take somebody to the promised land. The rest of the league knows the same thing that we should all know here in the Bay Area. If he doesn't bring Kyle Shanahan with him, he's going to go right back to looking like he used to look. So I'm not here to criticize any quarterback, not Mac, not Brock, or any of these other guys either, because they're all wonderful quarterbacks. Not everybody in the league is, but a lot of them are, or at least capable of being really good. If what? If the team around them is healthy and well-constructed and well-coached, then you can go play good football. And this is not a criticism. We have over-individualized our way of looking at football and, quite frankly, all sports. Now, in the NBA, you can get away with a little bit because having that big star kind of sometimes does lead to the promised land. But we have completely over-individualized the way that we assess what these quarterbacks are doing. Is Brock a product of the system? They all are.
Right.
They are
right.
All a product of what's going on around them the same way we are. Ask anybody what their politics are. Why do you think they are what they are? They're product of whatever home they grew up in, for the most part.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
We are. It's not a criticism. We keep looking at it as a criticism of these quarterbacks. It's not a criticism. This is the way it works.
It's a reality.
Yes.
And you look at Sam Darnold, who signed 3 years, $100 million with Seattle, and he's got a deal, and he has a good offensive coach who is, you know, somebody who's going to help him play well. And so, yeah, Sam, go out there and be good. Geno Smith got a deal with Vegas, and whether or not that works out, you know, he did that based on what he did in Seattle. And Daniel Jones is the interesting one because he signed a one-year deal in Indy. And so, okay, if he has that kind of a year, they have to decide what they want to do because they drafted a guy. And I know the coach didn't draft the guy, Anthony Richardson, but they're going to be a spot at the end of the year where is Daniel Jones the guy for 2 or 3 or 4 years or whatever? The Niners thought that about Brock Purdy, and now they have to, you know, kind of anchor themselves to that. And it doesn't mean that Mac Jones will be gone, but there'll be teams out there that want Mac Jones, and maybe you can trade Mac Jones.
Maybe. I mean, that's a long time from now.
For sure.
He's played 3 football games.
Right.
He's played 3 football games.
3 wins.
3 wins.
And backups don't usually win.
No, they don't. I'm super impressed. You won't get me to say otherwise, obviously. But I don't think the league is like, oh, we were all terribly, terribly wrong about Mac Jones. When we dive deep into, all right, how did they get those wins? They won at New Orleans,
yep.
Which I'm told is like counts as only like half a game or something.
Well, not anymore.
Well, okay.
I mean,
that's what I was told then. I was told that
yeah.
The Niners weren't good. They were only 2-0 because they'd only beat the Saints. It's like, okay, all right, let's go to the next week. Well, they scored 16 points, and the Arizona Cardinals dropped basically 2 touchdown passes. And Mac did a great job of driving him into field goal range to win that football game. Okay, what happened the week after that? Well, I don't know. The world seems to think, and in fact, he seems to think, Sean McVay screwed that up. The Rams had that game.
Yeah.
Sean McVay screwed that up. So is the league like, all right, Mac is now that guy. Mac is now that guy. To me, this year, if y'all want to be propping someone up, it's very clear
it's
who should
easy.
Be propped up.
No doubt.
His name
no
is
doubt.
Kyle Shanahan.
Don't say that.
His name is Kyle Shanahan.
Don't say that on the air.
I just did, and I'll say it all day.
Oh, God.
That is the system. That is the house that got built. And the fact that there are multiple people who can run it, maybe not at its highest level, but at a high level, that is a credit to whoever built the house. That's what it is. I wonder about this. What if I asked you this? Because look what's happening in Baltimore. Look what's happening in Cincinnati. They build their whole system around a phenomenal, a standout player. But what happens when that standout player gets hurt? They can't even function.
Right.
Like the game's over at halftime. No matter who the hell they're playing. Houston at home? Just go over in 3 drives, the game's over.
Houston's a funny team, but you're not wrong.
Okay. Do you want your team built that way, where it's like, I got this high-level guy, we're going to win. We're going to win at a high level unless he gets hurt. And by the way, the data would suggest that even that doesn't work when you get to the end. because Lamar has no Super Bowl wins.
Right.
Joe Burrow has no Super Bowl wins.
Josh Allen has
no Super Bowl wins.
Sure.
So, or do you want to do this, where you have this wonderful thing, this whole umbrella thing, a great organization that has some strength to it, and then what you were looking for is a person who runs it really well. But if that person goes down, I might have some other people who can run it at, like, I don't know, 80% of that and still be a viable team. I don't know. You tell me. What's the better way to run a team?
The better way would be to be sustainable through injury. And, you know, we talked a lot about the Niners and how they've led football for the majority of 5 or 6 years in injuries, and yet they've been right there in the playoffs and right there in the end. So for me, it's not even a question. And you look at all these other teams and, you know, Buffalo.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Josh Allen never misses a game, and he's good, and they're good, and you get to the playoffs, and maybe they're not good enough to win those games. And so you have to look across the league and figure out what other teams are this sustainable. Like Kansas City, Patrick Mahomes never misses games.
Right.
He breaks his ankle, whatever. He still plays, and they still win. It's not only because of him. It's also because their structure is like this one, I think.
They may
their structure
both.
Is good.
They may be both.
They are both.
They might, and that's why they've
yeah.
won. How
that's
many
right.
Super Bowls have they won now? Three?
Three.
Four?
He's won three.
Huh?
He's
yeah.
won three, and
yeah.
he's lost another. So
they've got a great system, and yeah. they've got one of the elite players.
So I look at this system and this structure, and you know, we could talk about like Jimmy Garoppolo to a little bit of Trey to Brock Purdy, and these quarterbacks may not be the best on their own quarterbacks in football, but it doesn't matter. And now you have Mac Jones. The system is the thing, and the system works.
So a lot of people will then, and I'm already seeing this come through, Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. It's a fair question based on what we're saying. If that's how you feel about the 49ers and Kyle Shanahan, then why would you pay Brock Purdy $265?
Yeah.
Why would you pay anybody? My answer to that would be because what you are looking for is somebody who the best available who can max out what you're doing. Because it's also true, like, not just anybody can run it. You can't just run it with anyone. Not anyone. This has been proven.
You're right.
Right? They have put some people in there who didn't win football games. And it's not like with Brock or Mac this year, they've been dominant. They've not been dominant. They've outscored their opponents by 8.
Yeah.
They're 4-1.
That's enough.
They've outscored their opponents by 8 points.
If I gave you one mulligan, which mulligan would you take?
Okay.
The Trey Lance draft situation?
Or?
The Brock Purdy contract.
Oh, God. The Trey Lance draft. The Trey Lance draft. I hope you're not comparing those two things as equal mistakes.
I'm giving you a mulligan.
Yeah.
I mean,
I would redo the trade draft.
Okay.
Yeah, I would.
I wonder what fans would think.
Well, yeah. Fire away.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.